Keep Your Drive Alive, a daily devotional from the Steve Wingfield Evangelistic Association. Now, here's Steve Wingfield.
You know, the scripture says after Jesus was crucified, they buried him in a borrowed tomb, and they rolled a stone over that tomb after they had prepared his body. The disciples were hiding behind locked doors out of fear of the Jews. They didn't know what was going to happen. As I think about those moments, you hear these 11 guys now, because Judas has killed himself, had left everything to follow him. They walked away from their livelihood to follow the rabbi, and the dust of the rabbis got all over them. They were so close to Jesus that their lives had been transformed. They had been changed, and now this person that they had chosen to follow has been killed and he's been buried. Where do we go from here? What's going to happen? Just begin to imagine all the questions that they had to deal with, all the stuff that was going through their minds and their heart as they lived between Friday and Sunday. The despair, the fear, the anguish, the sorrow, the grief, everything that was rolled into that is a part of this week of remembrance. But oh, thank God it has a great ending. We're going to talk about that tomorrow. But I want you to think about those moments. Reflect on them. Take some time just to get alone and think about what God might be saying to you as a result of their experience. Have a good day, and I look forward to being back tomorrow morning, Resurrection Sunday. I want to thank you for listening, and I would love to hear from you. Why don't you drop me a note and let me know what Keep Your Drive Alive means to you.
Keep Your Drive Alive is a production of the Steve Wingfield Evangelistic Association. We hope this has been a blessing today. Let us know on the web at stevewingfield.org.